Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Sam, thanks again for coming out with me to go visit Steve today. It's been a while since the virus kind of shut us all down and visiting and everything. You know, we've been here a couple of times and still not been able to reach it.
Yeah, Mrs. Smith, she's really worried about it since his wife passed. He's a shut-in and she says he's not very friendly. So I guess that was fair warning.
That's all right.
I guess, but the
love of God can break those barriers down. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah,
I believe you can.
I know it's a project the church had done here, and they put these together. It's actually some of the people that put directions in. Quite the tool for ministry. What do you think?
I love it. Is that the one that's got the... Oh, yeah. It's simple. Turn to page 297 and follow the scripture.
Yeah.
Amen, right? So we're going to leave that. That'll be good. Let's see if he's home. Hey, Steve. It's Sam and Travis from New Providence. We're going to stop by and visit with you for a while. Are you home?
Well, I can see his truck. I know he's here. But looks like he burns wood. Maybe that's thing the ministry means.
Get a message to him and see if we can help him out that way. Well, his truck's here. I know he's here. Let's try him one more time. Hey, Steve. It's Travis and Sam. We just want to stop by and see how you're doing. See if you need anything.
Hey, look, let's just lay this with him.
I tell you what, before we go, I'm going to pray for him.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Let's pray. Let's pray over this. Pray for him.
Father, may your word find its perfect work in the hearts of this man. Oh, Heavenly Father, that your peace passes all understanding, Lord. Above all, bring salvation, of which this is the power of God and salvation. We thank thee, O Heavenly Father, for thy grace. Guide and direct, and may we all give you the glory, praise, and honor, which you're worthy of. Amen.
Amen. All right. Maybe we'll catch him in here sometime. What's this?
Thank you. Hey, it's the ladies from New Providence.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We're from New Providence. Our ladies group made this wreath for you.
Thank you. I'll hang it on my door.
Okay.
We made these cards for you, too.
Thank you very much.
And here's a fruit basket.
Wow, that's a lot.
And we're having a Christmas play at the church Sunday at 6. We would love for you to come and join us.
Well, I don't know if I'll be there, but thank you for the gifts.
You're welcome. We hope to see you. Really think about coming.
Okay. Well, thanks for the offer.
Thank you.
Afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Jesus was born for all men, not some, but for all. No matter how far you've gone or how bad you've been, Jesus died for you. And we hope that you'll enjoy and watch what the kids are going to share with us tonight. Would you bow with us as we start in prayer? Father, thank you for loving us. We thank you for the gift. Now we ask that you'd move among us with your Holy Spirit. Touch every heart as only you can. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Glory to God on the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Fear not.
Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. For unto you,
and
this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. Praising God and saying,
Glory to God on the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Thank you. saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Said to the shepherds was unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. People want to exclude themselves from the gift that was given. I'm not good enough. I've been too bad. I don't go to church. Up all kinds of excuses to try to exclude yourself from the gift, but it's clear that what God intended was that it was unto you. You can say it was for someone else, but what the angel said was unto you. This day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I want to present to you today the gift of Christ. It's available to whosoever will believe. He was born for you. You can accept him or reject him. But he was born for you. I trust today that you'll believe that. Steve, we're glad you came.
Thank you.
Anything you want to share?
We played a part tonight of a man that had never been saved. But now I want to talk to you from a man that has been saved. I want to tell you tonight that, as the pastor said, Pastor Tommy said, that as God has presented to you this gift, this is the only hope that the world has. We're in a shape today when hope is, you can't buy it anymore. You can't muster it up. God has offered salvation to all, free and clear. And it lies in on your side. When this is all said and done, whether COVID takes out America or the world, death's coming either way. You'll not escape. You'll not escape death. We all have loved ones that are no longer amongst us. They're somewhere right now. They're either in heaven or in hell. And the gift of God is that you could have eternal life.
Right.
Do you need Jesus tonight?
Amen.
You see, that's the question that must be asked. Do you need Jesus tonight? Is He... Have you received the gift of eternal life? Because He's the one that came and substituted His goodness for everything that you're not. That you could become a son of God.
Amen.
And the altar's here, the mercy seat's here, and You know, I wouldn't convince you. I wouldn't make you come up here if God wasn't dealing with you. But I'm going to say tonight, if God's dealing with you, He dealt with me one day. And He didn't have to. See, that's the miraculous part.
That's right.
He came to me one day. He dealt with me. He said, hey. Is He saying hey to you? You know, I don't know how He dealt with Travis or anybody else that's sitting here tonight, but He said hey to me. And I said yes. Do you need to say yes tonight? Because, you know, we put our effort forth.
Yep.
We prayed. We presented to you somebody that was lost. The love of God came to them. The church shared the love, which is all the church has ever been supposed to do, is share God's good news.
Amen.
That a son has been given.
Amen.
You ever wonder, and you think about yourself, well, if somebody would just do something for me. Well, somebody did, and His name was God, and He came in the form of a baby. That He could just die on a cross in your place. He said, I was born for this very reason.
That's right. Amen.
Were you the reason that He did it?
Amen.
If He's dealing with you tonight, would you come as we sing a song? I don't know if we've got one ready, but I believe an invitation is in order.
Yep.
If God's dealing with you, would you come tonight as we all stand? And we'll make it as easy as possible for you, because God made it so easy that even a wayward fool would not miss. He said it was a highway. Y'all ever been on a highway? A highway's big. You can't miss it. That's why He said that not even a wayward fool would miss the highway that leads to heaven.
Amen. Unto you. If you need Him tonight, we'll pray with you. You know your own Lord.
How great Thou art.
Say, what's wrong with her? Well, when you've been where she's been, where I've been, and you're now sitting where I'm sitting right now, all you can do is give praise unto God.
Amen.
Because He didn't look at me for what I've done wrong. He looked at me for what His Son did right for me.
That's right.
Praise God.
He did it for you.
Amen.
I don't want to stretch this thing out, but today is the day of the Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
I want to add something to that because, you know, our kids go to school. They're not in school a whole lot now. But, you know, they're not being taught history the right way. Jesus Christ is our history.
Right.
They're not taught about Jesus Christ in school. They can only be taught by people like them and that know the love of Jesus.
Amen.
They can only be taught there. They can't be taught that in school. They're not getting true history. Jesus Christ came to this earth and died for everyone. That's
yes. What we're doing.
Amen. He even saved a wretch like me. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God. He even loved me.
Amen.
He loves us all no matter what we've done.
Someone else.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'll leave you with this. He loves you tonight. The story didn't end here. Right? This was the beginning. Ultimately, Jesus died on the cross for me. He became sin for me.
Yes.
And He died in my place. He suffered in my place that I might, the wretched, might be reconciled back to God. And He did that for me. See, unto you was born the Savior. But the Savior had to die. That was the reason He was born, was so that He could die in my place. But He didn't stay dead.
Amen.
Amen.
He wouldn't have been God if He stayed dead.
My Savior died for me, but He also rose on that third day. He came out of that tomb. And He won't die again.
Neither will I.
He won't die again. He don't have to.
That's right.
Because what He did for all.
Right, amen.
Once was all He had to do it. And when He showed me that I was lost, I just had a choice to make. Would I ask Him to be mine? Would I believe in all that He had done? Would I allow Him to be my Savior? And He saved me that day. Wasn't worthy of it, still ain't. But the gift was given, and I received it. Would you receive it tonight? You know your heart, and I hope and pray that if He's dealt with you tonight, that you'll find a place where that you'll just humble yourself and say, I believe. I believe in the death and the resurrection, the salvation that you've brought, and trust Him to be your Savior. He'll save you. He'll save you. Call on Him. We love you. We're grateful you're here tonight. God bless you is our prayer. What a year we've had. And who knows what another year will bring. Struggles and hardship and trials and the unknown. But through all of this, there's been somebody right by my side. I've not despaired. Because I have one greater than all the things in this world that abides within me. And I love Him tonight, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful I'm His. But I'll encourage you tonight that if you're out there and you're looking for hope, there's only one place truly that hope can be found. There's only one lasting hope anyway, and that's in Christ. And I hope you know Him tonight. You know, you can experience the joy of Christmas in a lot of different ways, and just being around your family and things like that. It's a joy. But the greatest joy is knowing why we have it at all. The greatest joy is knowing that the gift that God gave, I received. We love you. God bless you is our prayer. And if you need a church, come back. You're welcome here. You're welcome here. We're going to, as you leave tonight, there'll be some gift bags. We want everybody to take one just as we love on you in that way. But also, we've got food and all kinds of stuff prepared. If you'd stay with us, we'd love to have you. Just fellowship with us. Do whatever you're comfortable doing. All hearts and minds clear. I'll say this then before we pray. Merry Christmas to all. Share what you've got with others. That's what it means to live for Him. Would you bow with us as we pray? Father, thank You for the opportunity. For every little child that did their part. How they anxiously practiced and did all of these things that they might tell the story to another soul. We thank You for what You've done. And I pray that You would anoint in every heart Your presence. May they realize just exactly where they stand and where they're going. May they know that You love them and died for them. Thank You for what You're going to do. We pray that You'd bless the food that's been prepared for us. And we ask that You would bless our fellowship. And in this season, may we share the love of Christ with others above everything else. Go before us. And in all of this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Thank you.